Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of The Spiritual Breakfast, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online. Sawtu Ahli Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahli Sunnah Wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa. We are now, alhamdulillah, in our last segment, and we cross over to Hadrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Barakallahu feekum ana Khalid Yaqub. I was just looking at the date. Today it's already the 14th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, South Africa, Southern Africa, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, is the 15th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. So that means it's 2.5 months left now for the Mubarak auspicious month of Ramadan, mashallah. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah spares us for another wonderful Ramadan. So each one of us should be reading Allahumma Balighna Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, spare us for the sacred, holy, auspicious month of Ramadan. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Saab, as we know, in the last week, you know, the topic on the top of the minds of people internationally is Syria. Can Mufti Saab, you know, update us on what is going on currently in Syria?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. So today's topic will be the latest developments in Syria. And before we start with that, last week we were discussing even the historical places and the iconic landmarks one should visit if one has the opportunity in Syria. I want to just add three there. Any place we go and the is a Nabi, a prophet buried there. So we can't say 100%, but at least we can say 60, 70, 75%. The ulama have written that such and such Nabi and prophet is buried there. 100% is only for Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in his court Mubarak and resting there in Medina Munawwara. But everybody else, we will say maybe, most probably, in that words, those words we will use. So if you go to Syria, Damascus, surroundings, the Nabi there buried there, he's called Sayyidina or Hazrat Hizaqil alayhi salatu wasalam. So in our terminology, we'll say Hizaqil or Hizqil. And if you use the biblical term, it will be Ezekiel. So about him, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, Alam tara ila alladhina kharaju min diarihim. So how those people left their homes and so forth because of fear of death. And there were thousands of them. So anyway, so he is also buried there, according to majority of the scholars and historians. Another important place, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came from Medina Munawwara, then he didn't come right into Damascus. He stopped a little bit before that, a place called Jabiya. And there he delivered a very powerful khutbah and sermon that is known as Khutbatul Jabiyah with the Ba. So Khutbatul Jabiyah. So if you're really interested in visiting, today you will just find some remnants and relics, but that's also another place that one should try and visit the iconic landmarks and symbols and places. Then a very interesting incident also for us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Jama'ah, because the Shias, the Kufar, they make so much propaganda and so forth. So therefore, our people get caught up with their propaganda and just follow the Pied Piper like sheep, you know. So who martyred, murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala in Iraq, in Karbala, in Maidan-e-Tufuf on Friday, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, the year 61? It is no one else but the Kufar, Shias and so forth. So thereafter, remember, some members of the Ahlul Bayt, they survived and so forth. So from there, then they were taken there to Syria. And thereafter, remember that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's own sister, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, she wanted to give her jewelry and that to Yazid. He refused. He said, no, I don't want nothing from y'all. You are the Ahlul Bayt, and we love you and we respect you, and so forth and so on. So some people say she, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the sister of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, is buried in Egypt. That's wrong. That you can discard is a fabrication, concoction. She never visited Egypt. So that one day we refute. Then many ulama say that she is buried there in Syria. And that is Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. We must not confuse it. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, one is the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam. There were two Zainabs there, right? So we must remember this as well. So we must not confuse issues there. So one was Sayyida Zainab. So you must remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter and so forth and so on. So, and then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, so you must remember his daughter and so forth. So we mustn't confuse issues here and so forth. So when you discuss with the Shias, then you find there's a lot of mix-up going on and so forth. So we should be very, very clear on these issues there. Thereafter, we must remember that regarding Sayyida Zainab, now we're speaking of Sayyida Zainab, the daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and the sister of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. So the verdict will be that she is buried there in Syria. So that's one verdict. Second verdict is that she went from there to Medina Munawwara, and then they are buried there. So these two verdicts, they have some credibility, and you can verify it and so forth. But some ulama will give the version that they buried there in Syria preference. Some will say in Medina Munawwara preference. So anyway, that's academic discussion and so forth and so on. So we must not confuse, we must remember the issues here. Okay, so that is the one issue. Second one is this, that Jabia, I told you, Hazrat Hizaqil alayhi salatu salam, the Nabi, we told you. So that is as far as the history goes, which we did not mention last week. Now let's come to today. So again, we have to turn the pages of history. In 1967, Israel annexed many parts of the Muslim Arab countries. For example, you must remember the annexed part of Egypt, the Sinai and all that. Then the peace treaty, they gave it back. Then this annex, you must remember, the Golan Heights. So that's part of Syria and so forth. So in Arabic, they say Julan. Jim, Wow, Lam, Alif, Noon. So now this is of paramount importance for me and you, Mawar Khalid. From 67 till now, so you're looking at 57 years, 58 years, however you want to count it, almost 60 years. So they have put up there 30 illegal settlements, and there are more than 20,000 Jutlas living there. Now with the fall of Bashar Assad, he's a Nusayri, Alawi, Pakka, Kafir, Shia, and people who love murdering and killing the Sunni people. So anyway, so now they have reached a place called Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon in our terminology is called Jabal al-Sheikh. So it is one of the highest mountains there. They've already put up the Israeli flags there, and they stole the land, and they're stealing more and more. So they are challenging the world because America is with them. And I will tell you what Trump is doing just now. So what they are doing is this, they want to double it up now, and they say 20,000 are there, we will put more settlements and make it 40,000-50,000 jutlas there. So our response to that will be, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So then as Muslims, we have to fight them and take them out from there and expel them, because it's illegal according to international law, and everybody, the only countries that will agree with it will be Israel and America and so forth. Some of the Americans, not all also. So anyway, that is what's happening currently. So we should know that as well. From the American perspective, what is happening, you know, 20th January. So we already today, when we were young, I'm sure, Mo Khalid, you also remember that 16 December was called Dingaan Day. 16, when we used to go school, primary school, then we knew that before Christmas comes Dingaan's Day. Then after Christmas comes Boxing Day. We used to always wonder why they so drunk, they boxing with one another also. No, Boxing Day was called Boxing Day because the gifts and the presents they share with one another, then they open all the boxes. So that is the real reason they call it Boxing Day. But all this with our new South Africa exchange, 16 December, today they call it Remember Reconciliation Day, but there's no real Reconciliation Day, everybody swearing one another. And 26 December, no more Boxing Day, the Day of Goodwill, you see. They're all just euphemisms, just playing fools and so forth. So nevertheless, so what I want to tell you is this, that this guy, or Trump, you see, so he is sending envoys to different parts of the world, to the Arab world, to the African world, Western world. Let me feel, and 20th January he will be inaugurated as the President of United States of America. So he's just waiting for that day. So meaning in 1 month's time and 3-4 days time, so 33-34 days time, he will be the next President for America. So in the interim, what he does, he puts a feeler that who can I work and see and so forth. I just give you 2-3 easy examples, then you will understand what will really happen in Syria. Now look at this bunch of idiots. What else can we call them? You know Arabic very well, Mona Khalid. Jama'atu Sufaha. A Jama'a, a people, a group of idiots and fools and donkeys actually. So you have Abu Mazin, you have Mahmoud Abbas, and his organization is called the Palestinian Authority. So this is what Benjamin Netanyahu always wanted, to bring about a schism, a division between the Palestinians. So he supported Hamas initially, and he said that so they can never have a Palestinian state. So PA, the Palestinian Authority, says they recognize Israel, and Hamas says they will never recognize Israel. So he will play one against the other. You see that? But today, it's coming to bite him also. So because divide and rule, farriq tasud, you know, the old policy of the white people and the Westerners and so forth. So that is what they used to do. Now, this PA, such bunch of idiots, they want to tell Trump, you just give us the command and we will do it. So these idiots in the past 2-3 days, they went into Jenin, they went to attack their own Palestinians, they martyred one general there of the Palestinians, they killed one minor also, 13 years old, 12 years old or something like that, and to show Trump, see how loyal we will be with you. You must just keep on sending us the dollars and so forth, and we will be loyal to you. So that is where the big danger comes. So the earlier we can disband, you must remember, and get rid of this Palestinian Authority leaders, because majority of them are corrupted to the core, and they only, they say no jihad against Israel, they say negotiations, you're having negotiations for 70 years plus minus, what it have? Nothing. So that is what you need to know as well. Come again there to Syria. Who are the main players there? After Bashar Assad fell, disgrace and running away and so forth to Russia. So one big player there is Turkey. Turkey is carving out something for itself there. Because Turkey is always at war with the Kurds and so forth. So they want to eliminate them from Syria or push them far away. Then you have America. You must remember Syria is a country that had a lot of natural resources and so forth. They have gas, they have a lot of oil, they have this, they have that. So they can steal all this from there, as they're stealing from Iraq and so forth. So America will never come in until there is something for them to benefit. You must remember this. So this is strategic to them, for America, and to cover up their own illegitimate child, and that is Israel. So we need to understand this. So what might happen is this, that what Bibi Netanyahu, and today I sent out on all the groups, I sent it out on Telegram, on X, Twitter, and you will find that greater Israel. So they want to eliminate the Arab countries being their neighbors. They want to rather become a neighbor with Turkey. So Erdogan is playing a double game, and we Muslims, we naive, we don't understand these things here. People today, they were taking so many free trips to Turkey, saying he's a great ruler, he will revive the Ottoman Empire, all that. End of the day, if you ask me today, majority, 90%, 95% of the Muslim and Arab rulers are just there to protect their own interests and to remain in power. They will use Islam, they will use ulama, they will use whoever they can for their interests. It's nothing to do for the benefit of the ummah. It's nothing really to do for the benefit of Palestine and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to understand. So what they want to do is that they have Syria, and then they have the Druze, and those are Shias. I met them, they interrogated me at Ben Gurion Airport. They speak Arabic and everything, but they kuffar Shias, Druze. And thereafter, they have the state of Israel, as they like to call it. We call it the illegitimate state, the Harami state. We call it occupied Palestine. So that is how they will use them as a buffer zone and so forth. And there, that will be made into mini cities, or you understand, provinces, or whatever you want to call it. So the way it seems like, Allah knows best, that what they did to India. India became Pakistan in 47, meaning partition took place. And then in 71, you see Bangladesh went one side and Pakistan went one side. So now there's a push that Balochistan must also go independent. So obviously Pakistan is resisting that. So that is what they want to do with Syria as well, that they want to now make it into splinter cities, provinces and so forth. And you will control this, America. You will control one, that is Turkey. You will control one, and that is America, that is Israel. You will control one, the Syrian people. So imagine in somebody else's country, you come with your agenda and so forth, and the world must remain silent. Therefore, this whole veto system has to be abolished, you must remember. The whole world says ceasefire there in Gaza, but America says veto, and then they are. So therefore, one has to agree with Russia that the United States of America has paralyzed the United Nations Security Council with their veto and so forth. So there has to be new mechanisms and so forth in play, that this cannot happen. Because what? They can attack any country and then they veto. We know what they did in Iraq, based on lies, and they said weapons of mass destruction, all bunch of lies, how Israel lies and so forth and so on. So that is what are the real issues are going on there. Then you have the Arab countries. The Arab countries, bunch of donkeys. They say Jamiatul Humur. So remember that now 8 countries met there in the Gulf of Aqaba, and so forth there in Jordan, and they said that no, we must help them, we must do this, it must be a smooth transition and so forth and so on. And now they will say, okay, HTS, you understand, Hayatul Tahriri Sham must be no more on the terrorist list and so forth. So obviously they'll take them off and remove them from the terrorist list, because now they are subservient to them, they are like their khadims, like their servants. And that is the Jewish mentality. The Jewish mentality is this: we are the chosen people, the Jutlas, everybody else is secondary, and they are created to serve us because they are Goyim and Gentile. And therefore Quran speaks of this. They say we've got nothing to do with this Ummiyin. Ummiyin are me and you, for them. That the Jutlas, they say we are Gentiles, we are Goyim, we are this, and all these type of things. So that is what we need to be very, very careful about as well. Now take your Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, your Egypt, your Jordan, all these countries there. They got such powerful army, but they can't raise one bullet, one gun, nothing against Israel, against America. Why? Because they're all intimidated. And so a poor country like Pakistan got nuclear. A poor country like Yemen is giving them a tough time there in the Red Sea. And they are shooting and hijacking, and they are doing all that there, running the show in the Red Sea. But all these others, therefore I call them Jamiyatul Humur, the bunch of donkeys they are, you must remember. They're going to tell Syria all these things, but their greater eyesight and vision will be, what does America say? So like the Groot Baas, you see, in Afrikaans, what the big boss has to say. So always we have to take our cue from them. So till this Ummah is going to behave like this, what is Khutbah saying? Always you'll be humiliated. And so take it up like the Taliban. Come here, Britain come here, Russia come here, America come here, and we'll take all of you one by one. And they defeated everyone. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, today they have their own country. Whether you agree, don't agree, that's your business. But they have, and they have shown the world. So now Russia is coming to the party, China is coming to the party, India is coming to the party, and so many countries want to do business with them and so forth and so on. So that is what you have to do to show that we have Iman and Islam, and we're prepared to take you on, even if our own people will get martyred. But what our people do, that is what Imran Khan told them, and therefore they made sure they got rid of him. He said that if you want relationship with us, Pakistan or America and the West, it will be on equal footing, not master-slave relationship. And I will not allow you a military base here in Pakistan so that you can attack Afghanistan or any other country. Imagine. So he told them that is too difficult for them, to palatable to them and acceptable to them. And therefore, then they prepared the puppets to make sure that he must be, now there must be a vote against him, vote of no confidence and so forth. So this is the game they play. But we are fools. We fall in that trap of theirs all the time. So that is what really we should understand. Any other questions, Molana? The Druze are an offshoot of the Shias. You know, Shias have so many groupings, and when you go there to Israel, I met them there at the Ben Gurion airport in 89, my first trip, and then they kept me there, and then they made sure I missed the plane and so forth. But that also turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because then the Thursday night we went back to Jerusalem. That Friday we read Jummah Salat there, and you must remember Masjid al-Aqsa. So they are Arab, but they are Kuffar Shias, and they hate the Sunnis, and they work for the Israeli government. So remember that. So they are 100% Kuffar and agents of Israel and so forth. Always remember Shias, even if they do a little bit good for us. End of the day, then they will stab us in our back, and that is what they are always known for. So here also we just see a replay of that. Okay, so now let us give you the lineup, then we we are finished, you must remember that. So this is the lineup for today, and that is for today, the 16th of the 14th of Jumad al-Akhirah and 16th December. So this is the lineup today. 9 to 10 will be the Jews a day, so that will be inshallah that the Qirat and so forth, and it will be 10 to 11 will be living with a clean heart, Mona Ridwan Kaji, and thereafter 11 to 12 Kabar Kakhof, you should have fear about the grave, that meaning that what will happen there, Qari Hanif Multani. So remember, he was blind also with wonderful speech and talk. Then 12 o'clock will be midday report, midday with Brother Suleiman Esop. Then 13 hours, 1 o'clock Azan. Then 1:05 to 1:30 will be Surah An'am, verses 56 to 58. So remember that. And the 1:30 to 2, Surah At-Teen, verses 5 and 6. Then 2 o'clock report back, that is trip to Balfour and this thing here. Then 2:30 to 3, Yusuf Ali, and then the lunch break. 3 o'clock will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A, and thereafter Maulana Musa Akudi. So it will be Maulana Musa Akudi there, inshallah, quarter to 4 to 4. Then will be 4 o'clock Urdu Bayan. Do not hurt anyone's feelings and heart, Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock will be Maulana Khalid. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir Surah An'am. Then 7:30 to 8, more Dawood Siddat will be regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. 8 to 10 will be the Q&A, inshallah, with Afiz Wadi and myself. 10 o'clock will be the Urdu Bayan, Alame Barzakh mein kya hoga. When a person passes away, then what happens to that person, and so forth. Mufti Taqi Usmani, very interesting talk. And then will be 11 o'clock, my talk will be regarding the Qadianis and Ahmadis. May Almighty Allah Jalla Allah protect our Iman and Islam and make our Khatima on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.